earlier this week, the president of the Nigeria Football Federation, Amaju Melvin Pinnick, he was dragged like I passed my neighbor Jen. Now, what happened was that he said some things during, he was trying to address the home-based egos, and he said a lot of things, and apparently what he said did not go down well with so many people, especially those who's dedicated their life to following the Nigeria Professional Football League, those who's covered the league for a very long time, so many media people, and also the fans out here in Nigeria. They did not really like his choice of words. Now on the show, I said to myself, I'm going to bring this to the listeners. Let's have a comprehensive look at Amaju Melvin Pinnick's statement. Now, this is the thing. I'm going to play his words, and I need you to pay attention word for word, because after we hear from Amaju Pinnick, I will be asking you questions from different angles, and you get to break it down for me. Thank God I've got the elder in the house. I've got Adeze Mo somewhere, and also Anthony with me on the show, and you, the listeners, as well. So it's a show today that we'll be looking at everything, giving every of the talking points a comprehensive look, analyzing it from different angles. Yes, a lot of people have been talking about Amaju Melvin Pinnick as regards that statement. But first off, you need to take a listen to Amaju Pinnick.
Don't play to impress me. Play your game. Play according to the instruction of your coaches. Yes, I don't want to hear that they are doing one transfer. Take it very seriously. All those nonsense club. What I don't want to hear all those stories.
Where is it? Media people.
Take this. You are our pride. We are going to keep you guys together and be waving one by one. If you haven't going to Real Madrid, I can follow you. So I don't know that you are very important. If you are going to Barcelona, I'll follow you. Don't know that you are very important. If you are going to Arsenal, I'll follow you. Don't know that you are very important. If any club you are going to, I'll follow you. Our general secretary will follow you. Or one of them will follow you. Don't know that you are very important. They will keep you and monitor you. Because you are the next big thing in Nigerian football. You guys are super eagles. We want to expose you people to the highest heavens. So when you are going to a club, a foreign club, and we hear that you go to China, Belarus, we don't, I won't give you, I will tell you, General Secretary, I'm not going to give you any. You guys are the pride of Africa right now. You are the pride of Nigeria right now. All those agents that want to take you to all these countries, Cyprus, all those, no, never. Go and light. And I'm going to tell the General Secretary, they won't issue any transfer to any of you. If you are leaving Nigeria, you are going to a top club. You are going to Belarus. You are going to Valencia. You are going to Lille. You are going to all those proud footballing clubs. Not to one mushroom club that you are better than. I'm telling you, if you keep yourself low, you remain low.
That was the voice of Amaju Melvin Pinnick. Was Pinnick's statement blown out of proportion? Also, you listen to that insert from Pinnick. Is it wrong if we say he was trying to motivate the players ahead of that game? Or perhaps you might want to look at it and say he had no right to use those words during while addressing the players.
Which of the words? The question should be which of the questions. First things first.
Please, let's hear from you before.
You know, hearing Amaju speak, it reminded me of the way our parents back then used to talk to us as children.
I
really don't feel in a setting where you have full grown men that are professional footballers, you should be talking to them in that manner. First off, his manner of approach is quite wrong. I think Amaju Pinnick should go on a picnic, if I'm not mistaken.
Now you teach you my work.
He should actually take a chill pill. The other day we heard him talking about him forcing Ahmed Musa and Kenneth Raw, saying that he was the one that actually insisted that Ahmed Musa should be in the national team, and now coming out again, you know, to tell a bunch of players that don't go to China. If you want to go, we'll follow you. First off, is the quality of our league a quality that would attract the attention of Real Madrid, of Arsenal, of Valencia, of Villarreal? He did not even say don't go to clubs like Algeria, Morocco, South Africa. He's talking about Valencia. He's talking about Real Madrid. When he knows quite well as the president of the NFF, but I don't blame him. I mean, the LMC chairman, Sheu Diko, is there. So he definitely knows what to do. But I feel Amaju Pinnick, one, the way he approaches players was quite wrong. You don't talk to players like that. especially when you know that these are men that are playing football to earn a living. And then you even look at the fact that most of the clubs right here in the NPFL are owing players. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's call a spade a spade. What has he done to improve the quality of the league in the country as the chairman of the NFF? And here you are saying, want to keep you together. How many times have the home-based Super Eagles players played a friendly from COVID was last year, from up until the time when football started being played till only in Mexico, and he's talking about keeping them together. The next time they're going to call the home-based Super Eagles, it will be when they organize another
October.
Friendly, maybe October or November, then you now call them. What about from now till October? What are they doing? They play for their clubs, and then you look at the standard of the league. Yes, they're showing the league on TV, but how many people get to watch these players? How many people get to see their quality? Let alone Real Madrid coming to sign them. The only way you can attract attention of those clubs is when you're exposed. Is our league exposed? No is the answer. So I don't
want... Did you see the part where he said, if you keep yourself low, you remain low? Did you hear that part?
It's not a matter of the players keeping themselves low. It's a matter of the NFF and the LMC keeping them low as well. Because let's be frank, let's be candid. Can our league make the top 10 or 15 leagues on the continent of Africa?
15, I think they should make 15.
No, they can't.
I think they should make 15, no. But not 10.
They are top 10, actually.
Top 10?
Yeah.
Okay,
now, let's assume they are top 10. Look at the players now, and you tell me that if they get a club in Cyprus or Morocco or China, they shouldn't go because they want to sign for Arsenal. How long will that take? Even the best of players that are better than the bunch of players we have in the home-based Super Eagles, how many times have they been, looked at by scouts of Arsenal or wanted to be signed by, clubs like Valencia? Again, I was talking about Real Madrid. Real Madrid? How
much
do you think stop insulting Real Madrid, please? That's an insult. If I was the president of Real Madrid, I'll sue for defamation.
You guys
what is wrong with this man?
You guys are
talking to full-grown men like they're your children.
Okay,
I will tell the Secretary General that they should not give you... What's that?
Yeah, they will not give you transfer certificate.
So because what?
Because they're going to Cyprus because they are bringing the repute of the home-based Eagles. You are an eagle.
How many of the home-based Super Eagles players make it to the national team proper?
Please, Elder, it's okay.
Let's even start from there.
Elder, it's okay.
Apart from maybe one defender, one goalkeeper,
Elder,
and maybe one midfielder or attacker.
Overdone.
And then you're talking about them not, going to go and look for what will put money in their pockets, especially when you look at the amount of salaries that are being owed in the league here, and even look at the quality. For the facts and for records, the leagues in Cyprus and those countries he mentioned are 10 times better than the NPFL. Let's call it spade a spade.
Cyprus, Belarus, and
China.
They
are better. Look at the equipment. Those clubs have equipment. Those clubs have facilities to train players. Those clubs have a dietitian. They have a nutritionist. How many clubs in the NPFL have a dietitian to tell these players, oh, you have to stick to this diet?
Southina.
When they eat bread and beans in the morning, they eat fufu in the afternoon. Sometimes they don't eat in the evening. Or sometimes they even find it difficult to eat. And then you are now coming to tell these same players that are really struggling to get their salaries that they should not go for greener pastures, whether it's in Afghanistan or in Cyprus.
We've come here plenty of times. Who remember? I'm going to give you an example. And I'm very serious about this. Who remembers when Odion Ighalo signed for a Chinese team and then was still playing in the Super Eagles? Many of you, even you, the elder, was among the bandwagon of people who were saying, why should the Super Eagles have players who are playing in China who are not playing in the Super Eagles?
Because I knew it's quality.
Ezema, now that you've said this, we need to...
I know,
we need to go
on every hand.
Just keep it.
I'm like this.
Impress me, play your game, play according to the instruction of your coaches. Yes, I don't want to hear that they are doing one transfer. Take it very seriously, all those nonsense clubs. I don't want to hear all those stories.
Where is it?
You media people. Take this. You are our pride. We are going to keep you guys together and be waving one by one. If you haven't gone to Real Madrid, I can follow you. So I don't know that you are very important. If you are going to Barcelona, I'll follow you. Don't know that you are very important. If you are going to Arsenal, I'll follow you. Don't know that you are very important. If any club you are going to, I'll follow you. our general secretary will follow you, or one of them will follow you. Today are very important. They will keep you and monitor you. Because you are the next big thing in Nigerian football. You guys are super eagles. We want to expose you people to the highest heavens. So when you are going to a club, a foreign club, and we hear that you go to China, Belarus, we don't, I won't give you, I will tell you, I'm not going to give you many. You guys are the pride of Africa right now. You're the pride of Nigeria right now. All those agents that want to take you to all these countries, Cyprus, all those, no, never. Go and light. And I'm going to tell the general secretary, they won't issue any transfer to any of you. If you are leaving Nigeria, you are going to a top club. You are going to Belarus. You are going to Galicia. You are going to Lille. You are going to all those proud footballing clubs, not to one mushroom club that you are better than. I'm telling you, if you keep yourself low, you remain low.
If you keep yourself low, you remain low.
Those are the words of a wise man, Sarafina.
Okay.
And I would never, on a Friday shows, when the elder comes in here, I withdraw my respect for you, elder. Because
are you supporting Amajepini's statement?
As the Eze Mo, my support is 100% behind Amajepini. You're hearing a man who has vision. A man who has vision cannot take him away from a track. He's already set a track for these players.
So
you can't take him away.
It was his vision to force Ahmed Musa and Kenneth Rowe.
I'm going to tell you something, Sam.
No, you don't.
Do you know that these unbased Eagles, they are the future Super Eagles players?
Thank you. You know,
how many of them have been future Super Eagles?
That is why he said they want to keep them together.
So you
groom them.
A long time ago, Sarafina, every time people keep saying, oh, where are players playing? Oh, they're playing in Cyprus, they're playing in this, they're playing in that. Our players are not playing in the major leagues. They're not playing in Spain.
And whose fault is that?
They're not playing. And look, it's not like we don't have the talent. And, you know, I heard of Ado saying Real Madrid buying a player. Some of the players who play in Real Madrid today, about 3, 4, 5, they were bought straight from the Brazilian league. Brazil have got talent, football talent. Nigeria have got football. Nigeria is like the Brazil of South America.
Are you kidding me?
Nigeria is like the Brazil of Africa. That's what Nigeria. We have so much football talent here, and we see players like, what's his name? I think Casemiro even came directly from Brazilian league. The wingers, Junior, what's his name now? The wingers they have.
Vinicius?
Vinicius Junior. They have Rodriguez at
Rodrigo. Was it not from too? Santos? Neymar made that move from
Neymar
Santos.
Neymar too made the move from Santos. So a player moving from
the Brazilian league and the MPFL.
Calm down. It's about quality.
I don't understand.
The question should be, what did you drink? So you have an NFF chairman. Can I just finish? You are disrespecting.
Let me finish. We need to go to the phone line.
You have an NFF president who has a vision for this team. Gone are the days when we used to have the Canon 1 calls, our players playing in Ajax. We have Finidi George who played there. We had our players played in Everton. We had players who played in Arsenal. We had our players who played in some of the top, Baba Yaro who played, with Chelsea. And we had players who played in some of the top leagues.
And we also had players who played in stationary stores.
With some of the top
who played for BBC. And they were, Peter Rufai was the goalkeeper of stationary stores, and he was in the national team.
Yes.
In fact, players that used to play in the NFL.
Anayo Iwala is in the national team. Over those, Anayo Iwala in the national team. You have to be a man of vision to connect with another man of vision.
Ifani Koko and the rest, they could not break it.
Look, Sarafina, you have to be a man of vision. I am 100% behind
the Super Eagles,
behind the NFL president.
23 or 20 foreign best players, only 4 home best players.
Look, when a man,
are you telling me Real Madrid to come and sign them?
When a man has a vision, he has to pick his division. Sarafina, when a man has a vision,
he will pick his division.
When a man has a vision,
I'll carry my bag.
Yes, he's giving.
He's a father figure.
He's endorsing.
No.
When you put yourself low, you get low.
If you have Florentino Perez, how many MPFL players will you buy?
I will sell Anayo Iwala. He's a hazard of the MPFL.
Okay. Now
I know that something is behind you.
Sarafina, when you have a vision, you will pick your division.
Anyways, Sarafina, just an in-swinger.
You can't be going to Cyprus.
Quick one.
What's that?
It's an in-swinger. In-swing inside.
Yeah, so this is actually coming from Taribo West, reacting to that. And he did say that, just to quote something from him while speaking to the BBC, you cannot keep people against their will in a league that doesn't respect them, pay them, protect them, or care about
their welfare. Did I have to listen to Taribo to see what I said?
This will ma finish. Such comments from the head of Nigerian football are insensitive and embarrassing.
Thank you.
Instead of improving and focusing on developing the structures around the leagues, you are dictating to adults where and how to earn a living.
That's very wrong. What look, did look, I say? What
Safina,
did I say?
I need to go to the phone lines.
I'm not joking.
Do you know?
If I see you for that neighbor house, I'll deal with you. Not go Benga them house. Go Anna your house.
Safina,
go Chukwu house.
Safina,
if you go there, I'll follow you.
Do you agree with me that when you said high standards for yourself, high things come to you? Do you agree with me?
Yeah, you need to aim.
Thank you. So you would encourage, you would openly encourage our players, the future Super Eagles, to be playing for Cyprus.
How many of the NPFL players?
No. It's a yes or no.
Okay, the phone lines are buzzing.
Yes or no answer.
Thank you, guys. 0700-993-993. The female line.
Stop taking what
you're saying. 0146.
You really need to.
5710. Also on WhatsApp, 0809597-5805. Let's go to the phone lines. What do you think?
Man, you're telling them.
Hi, good evening. Hello. Okay, let's try this one. Hi, good evening and welcome.
Hello, good evening, Sarafina.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Friday. I'm calling from Janiki.
Okay, Friday.
Good evening, Overdose. Good evening.
My brother, I'm not sure this evening is good, but welcome. Welcome.
I'm enjoying your vibe this evening, not this much. The vibe too strong. But all I would just say is that Amadou Pinnick is motivating them.
Thank you!
He's motivating
them in what way, please?
Okay.
He's forgetting that his own league is not one of the top leagues in the world.
But bottom line, he was trying to motivate them.
Yeah, boy.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
He was trying to motivate them.
All right, thank you. Let's try this one. Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Your name is Oyetunde.
Oyetunde, where are you calling us from?
From Okwafo.
Okay, you have the floor.
By the way, it's book.
Yeah. Like I said, I like your discussion this evening.
Okay.
That's a very important point. Our league is the same league as the Brazilian league. It's just the packaging and the branding.
Thank you.
If you look at this under 21 World Cup, the same World Cup, Mexico, Memikelobi go. Matarona, all of them. But the packaging, Messi was packaged from Argentina FA down to Barcelona. While my own Mikel was being brought through Norway, Chelsea, vis-a-vis. So it's just about branding. We have the material and we are the best in Africa.
Even when you say branding, what exactly do you mean by branding?
What I mean by branding is this. A player playing NPFL, he goes to Sudan before going to Esperance of Tunisia, before coming to Europe. Look at our league. Eyimba doesn't have any player in the national team.
Eyimba has Iwala.
River United doesn't have any player in the national team. Player in the league to be in the national team.
The same you now that say that they don't have players in the national team. You are still the same one saying that we are close, we are just like the Brazilian team. I don't understand.
He said packaging.
Packaging. What is packaging? What is packaging in our league compared to Brazil?
Let me tell you about the branding.
Are you saying that the likes of Corinthians...
I want to tell you about the branding.
The likes of Corinthians and Palmeiras...
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. Listen to me. The same league, we are saying the same thing that Adan and Amokachi play, and he play for Everton. The same player that is not good can't work for play, and he play for Arsenal. What I'm saying is that if any has a player in national team, from national team, then he can go to any first club in European football club. Nothing that we are doing that me as a Niger footballer, we cannot do far more better. It's all about branding, and you guys should even do more, move closer to the club. A player playing for Eva, we go to response unit and go through Sudan before coming to the national team, and they begin to invite players all over the world. We are player who can do it. Hello.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing yourself.
You can only brand something that you know has value or potential.
Hi, guy.
I greet you, guy.
You're welcome.
Adegoke from Lekki.
Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah. Well, to me, I think Taribo has said it all, that there's no structure, you know. Just like back then, in the 80s, I think, 80s, you see teams like stationary stores, you know, ICC shooting stars and all that. You know, these are talents, great talents, you know, and we loved the league then. We're supporters of our own clubs right here in Nigeria. But later, before you knew it, things deteriorated. The National Stadium became an eating zone, you know, and play zone where people stood on the ground and everything. You know, it became deserted. And there was no development in the local leagues. You know, everybody started looking outside, you know, where it is rosy. You know, when we don't have structure in place, this is what is going to happen. Players want to move to countries like Eritrea or Sudan, you know, to get noticed. Meanwhile, they're here, they're supposed to be noticed. I remember back then, you know, St. Mary's in Ajibole, Maracana, St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. If you come there to watch football, man, there's this guy they call Zico. He doesn't play with boots. He has bow legs. This guy is damn good. He scores. He plays well. You know, that's why they call him Zico then, you know, back then, Zico for Brazil.
Okay.
You know, they named him after Zico. You know, so we went to the pitch then to watch these guys play, Akpoboriri, Jonathan Akpoboriri and co. The, you know, this junior brother of, what's his name? This guy that plays 11 for Nigeria then. This 11, left footer. Ah, what's his name? Amunike. His younger brother was even better than him back then in 10 minutes when he watched them play. 3 years ago, we had Julius Berger then. You know, Julius Berger then was a big club in Nigeria, in the local club. You know, so the structure is not there. Nothing is there to encourage the players here to want to stay here or even encourage the players who are abroad, who are Nigerians, or even the players that have gone past their prime that just want to go and settle in MLS. To come to Nigeria to settle down and play. Security is another problem. You know, incentives is another problem. You know, so we have a big problem here. Things have to be put in place. We don't have sponsors, people who come to sponsor the leagues here. So how would the leagues be palatable to others to want to come? You know, so it's a big problem. Amaju Pinnick should do better than just talking.
Okay.
And trying to motivate them. We don't need a motivational speaker right now.
Thank you.
So I feel like it's a good step. What Amaju Pinnick said is a good step to start. We want our players playing in some of the top leagues. By the way, it was Celestin Babari who played for Chelsea. So, you know, he's come out to tell them, aim higher. Stop aiming low. Stop aiming for Cyprus. Stop aiming for the Finnish league in Finland. Aim higher.
Okay.
Because, you know, in the past, over, and look, whether you like it or not, this is part of football development. When you think high of your players, when you, you know, place your players high there. I mean, at some point, even in the Super Eagles, we used to have Victor Moses play for Chelsea, Emmanuel Amunike play for Spartak Moscow, West Ham, and, you know, we had really quality players.
Okay, let's try this one before we go to WhatsApp. Hi, good evening.
Hello, good evening. My name is Mark.
Okay, Mark, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling you from Maryland.
Okay, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, see, I have an issue. Whenever a reputable person like the NFL or any politician speaks, they come, they talk rubbish, and somebody, a journalist, is in the studio trying to defend. Like that guy that is, what is his name, sir?
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Someone says something. Everyone has got their own way of seeing things and analyzing things. You don't need to say a journalist will come. No, yes. I really need to correct that notion. It doesn't work that way. Now, Amaju Pinnick said something. You don't expect me or everyone to agree with him or decide. Because you just tried.
You started on the wrong.
Yes. So I needed to correct that.
Corrected.
Yes.
I'm sorry. But,
go ahead now.
Just make your point.
There is a plain way of looking at things. Okay, we are in Nigeria now. Somebody that is playing in Enyimba that is not even earning up to 100,000 naira. So you are telling me now that in Cyprus now they'll be offering you $1,000.
And who told you Enyimba players are not earning up to 100,000 naira?
Babe, I better tell me that person that has collected back to back 100,000 naira.
You are
your ignorance
so wrong.
Is showing in your statements.
Okay, wait, let me ask you.
You are even so wrong.
Even if there is somebody in any bar or at man that is any other thousand, how many times does that money even come to back to back? It's not the same club, this same Nigerian league that we see people with the club going.
But do you know that? In so as much as some clubs.
Job in Azerbaijan or in Cyprus, you'll be telling one person will be sitting in the comfort of his house.
Can I correct you on something? Okay, in as much as you clubs owe players here, there are still some clubs in the NPFA that don't owe. So when
that
you are talking, yes. Yes, there are.
Are if you saying that to just make the Nigerian league look beautiful, or you're just saying
now I have to let you go. I don't need to start mentioning names of clubs. I can tell you for a fact that there are clubs here in Nigeria that don't pull. For instance, so Rivers United, since you want me to mention clubs, Rivers United they don't.
How much is
now, so why are you shifting the goalposts? First off, you said it's not possible. Now you say I'm not dragging with you. I need to correct you, man.
That same Rivers United, I don't owe. How many of their players can Arsenal even look at and say, oh, call that guy for me. Let him come and do 13 in Arsenal. Ooh, how many?
That's a different conversation, man.
He's saying that if you go to Cyprus, it's a wrong move. Which wrong move?
Okay.
And then, let that guy to stop saying this. If he's calling Amadou.
Okay, I need to let you go. Hi, good evening.
Hello, good evening, Sarafina.
You're welcome.
This is Friday for me, Gwelere.
You have the floor, Friday.
Sarafina, I don't know. This is our Nigerian league. See, is it not the high time? Why do we always like to call Mete the Premiership? At the time, it was called Nigeria Professional League. They went to the English league, not the Audi Premiership. We name our own the Nigeria the EPL, the Premier League. See, the problem is that we like copy. I don't know why we keep on doing this. And okay, we reduce this our league to at least 12 teams. Nigeria league will not just move forward. Look at some states. They have two football clubs in a state. A state that cannot even manage one football club. There was time that River, Shark and Dolphin, they were River State, and they keep on with them. What did the governor do, the government of River State do? They merge this together. And look at what you just said now, that River United, they don't hold their players. They're able to manage their players. See, Sarafina, until we do the right thing, I don't believe Nigerian league will move forward. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Let's go over to WhatsApp. I remember you can keep your messages coming in on WhatsApp 080-9597-5805.
All right, this one says, Amaju Pinnick is indirectly saying MPFL is not good enough for this player, and you people blame Roa for not selecting players in the local league. What a leader we have in this country. All right, you didn't tell us your name, though. Someone says, good evening, guys. Amaju Pinnick can't light a candle and put it under a bushel. No top club will come for players you don't promote. Which platform have you provided for the local league players to be seen by big clubs? Even national team invite for themselves now. War. I beg, make Amaju shift, Joe. Donald from Ikeja. All right, Sun says, Adesino Ayontoyinbo from Matogun says, Amaju Pinnick is wrong. The tone was even insulting. A league in which, because there is no medical personnel and equipment, a player died on the pitch. A league in which players are owed 8 months. He should work on fixing the league first, not confining people to messy situations. Someone says, good evening, Femi and the gang. Pinnick is all about the talk and little action. How many times do you hear or see Safa or English FA presents or other football FAs talk like Pinnick? Samson from Ikorodu. Someone says, how many times Pinnick has gone out to different clubs, watch their matches, including the state government officials, to make the football interesting to follow up as fans. They earn millions of salaries but cannot put the stadia in good shape. A league not all can be viewed locally. Innocent from Oshodi. How many more, Sarafina?
Two more before going for a break.
All right, and says, good evening, guys. Imagine was only trying to motivate the players, but it was a motivation gone wrong.
Okay.
Kelvin. And, this one says, Amaju's elder brother was my boss. They are so arrogant with words. They are full with words.
Okay, now we need to go in for that break. On the flip side, we'll be going into our Euro 2020 conversation, looking also at the Copa America final. Don't touch it. We'll be right back.
Sarafina, respect us. Respect this guy. I not only talk football, I can sing, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm done.
One for the DJ. Okay, as we gradually get into the climax of the Euro 2020 tournament, and a tournament.
This is your favorite part.
That has given
when
us
the tournament climax is your favorite part.
No, the climax is always different, man. Every tournament, getting to that final, in life, everything you do,
what,
when you get
what
to
feeling
that,
does this climax give you?
No, because you look at the run of the team. We're going to go into all that, but I'm telling you for a fact, I really, really...
Oh, wow.
What is wrong with this man?
Oh, wow.
The great, the
okay,
great
guys. Now, a
this,
tournament...
This is the zenith of the competition.
Mm. Yeah, this is it. A tournament with so many surprise packages and disappointments, and a total of 140 goals has been scored in 50 matches. The Spanish side leads the log with the most goals scored at the tournament, having scored 13 goals. Italy in second with 12 goals, alongside Denmark in third with 12 goals as well, and England occupying the number fourth position with 11 goals. So guys, now that we are having the Euro 2020 conversation, I need you to tell me your player of the tournament, your team of the tournament, and also not just the team of the tournament, player of the tournament, team of the tournament, flop of the tournament, manager of the tournament. And if you have a worst team of the tournament, also feel free to share that with us. Now we're gradually getting to the final, which is slated for tomorrow. And for those, if you're listening to
for
us...
For Sunday, please.
Tomorrow is Saturday. Okay,
yeah,
Sunday. I was thinking today is Saturday.
You're moving too quickly.
Yeah, you know, we've got plans after the show. So I think I'm already moving.
But are you surprised? For somebody who used the word climax, I mean, you should
climax
also
is
understand.
The zenith of things. That's the meaning of the word climax.
How would you be using a big word? It's not another big word. It's the peak.
It's the peak.
Yes. It's the crescendo.
The crescendo.
Another big word. I just put it.
Okay, now, guys. Talking about that, if you're listening to us and you missed out on the Femi and the Gang Euro 2020 coverage from the group stages, and you're asking yourself, how did these two teams get to the final? Talking about England and Italy. Now, I'm going to allow the Faji commentators paint the picture for you once again how we arrived at this point.
Well, all my comments, you know that.
Enjoy.
Well, the Italian blunder has turned into the first goal of this tournament. No, it's not scored by an Italian. It is scored by a man known simply by the unfortunate Turkish name of Mary Demiral. The first goal of Euro 2021 is indeed an own goal.
Kakia! It sparks wild celebration, one that silences every rival deliberation, as the Italians are experiencing a feeling of liberation, something that needs no calibration. Immobile scores their second on the night. He always had the quality and it could be a third. The feeling is delirious as the finish was glorious from Lorenzo Insigne, and the Italians are marching on to being victorious.
Salad! And England get the first. It's taken him weeks, months, a player who has yet to score in four appearances at four final tournaments gets his first in a major event.
Chiellini, and it is a goal for the Italians. 18 minutes gone. Now they sing his name. Now they cheer him on. It's the captain, the big man for the big occasion, with another close-range finish. And it's Italy who are smiling at the moment. It's a belter, and it's in the back of the net. He gets his second goal of the game. Manuel Locatelli, the Sassuolo man. Ciro Immobile. He was not active for the better part of 85 minutes. But But for the top players, you only need one moment of magic. He always has a great story to be telling. And now you have to call his name with the right spelling. Because joy is what he's selling. The member of the British Empire, Raheem Sterling. And it's a wonderful one there. The Italians have broken the deadlock. It's the number 12 man, Pessina, who has done it. Right there for Roberto Mancini's side. And it is a goal! Federico Chiesa may be a man of clay, but he's always capable of producing truly golden moments. It's a second goal! Matteo Pessina gets his second goal of the game. His second goal of the tournament and the second goal for the Italians. Raheem Sterling, a star of the competition. Stunning moment for England. Kane might be peripheral, but this man could be England's hero in 2020. Harry Kane has broken the drought. The England captain could have scored a goal that sent them into the quarterfinal stage. He's waited for this moment all day long, all month long, all year long. Again, the net has been rattled. Goodness my! And this time it would seem VAR won't come to the rescue. Look who's strong. It's the sweet right foot of Insigne, who doubles the advantage for Italy. A penalty to Belgium. The check is over now. The referee has decided. It's a penalty. Romelu Lukaku. Romelu Lukaku hits it. And Romelu Lukaku scores. It's kind of the box. And it is a goal. 3 minutes into the game. That strike also sugary. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Kane is the new sugar cane. A Walker standing. It's Luke Shaw, who, of course, brings it in. And it is a goal. Harry Maguire is the man that has gotten that second goal for England. Harry Kane, Harry Maguire. It's a night for the Harry Zadeze. The concentration level has been diminished now. Remember the scenes. Remember the scoreline. It's Jordan Henderson who has put the icing on the cake for the English.
Morata!
It's saved by Donnarumma. A very soft penalty by the Juventus player.
Italy lead by 3-2. This is the fifth set to be taken by Jorginho.
Jorginho scores! Italy take the S off Spain, leaving them in pain. That S is success for the Azzurri, who get the gain after 120 minutes and penalty shootout campaign. They can pop champagne in a game their fans will love to watch again. Spain have been knocked out and Italy now progress to the final lane.
And this could be that opportunity. Bukayo Saka in the box could square it in, and England have scored the equaliser. And they do have what they crave for. The captain, Simon Kier, may just have gotten the final touch on that one. That is a penalty to England. Drama here at Wembley. Raheem Sterling wins a penalty. Harry Kane, with a hope of 60,000 here at Wembley and many more watching at home. Kane staring down the goalkeeper, Kasper Schmeichel. He's been here before. And Danish fans are hoping Harry Kane takes a huge sigh. Harry Kane steps up. Harry Kane misses. Second opportunity and he scores. England take the lead. Harry King Harry scores for England. And Wembley is thrown into jubilation. Save made by the goalkeeper, Kasper Schmeichel. But Harry Kane, at the second time of asking, scores. And England lead Denmark by 2-1.
This one is quite interesting because the VAR official, which was responsible for upholding the decision to award England's controversial penalty against Denmark, will be back on duty for the Euro 2020 final at Wembley. Remember that the Three Lions advanced to the first major tournament final in 55 years, following dramatic victory over the Danes on Wednesday night. And talking about that game, Harry Kane had to snatch a late winner after slotting home a rebound from the missed penalty. The spot kick was awarded after Raheem Sterling appeared to be held down by the Danish player Joachim as he advanced into the penalty area. But according to replay, there was minimal contact on the Man City forward. So now, the VAR official who was on duty that day is set to be back on duty again for the final. And not just that, a lot of people have been coming up with different conspiracy theories. Also, there's this popular Spanish football show out there in Spain, which accused UEFA of conditioning Euro 2020 for England to reach the final. And they even insisted that the Three Lions' decisive penalty against Denmark highlighted the bias, and they believe that the decision to award Sterling a controversial penalty is a clear sense of favoritism. Now, they also went on to, they said a lot of things. One of the journalists said it is actually pathetic and it's been totally prepared in favor of England. Went on to say they've played every of their game at home except one, and they've totally conditioned the game, the tournament for England to win. And finally said all that is missing is for the all that was missing was the help which they received on Tuesday with the penalty in that game against Denmark. Do you share same line of thoughts?
Partially.
Tell me why.
Because when you look at that penalty decision again, it was just like Raheem Sterling sold that penalty to the Danish defender. Once Raheem Sterling felt contact, he went to the ground, and the referee had little or no choice, talking about McKaylee, to give that penalty. Yeah, England were the better side. Only yesterday, I actually played the voice of Jose Mourinho, and I want to tilt towards his direction, where he said England played better. Denmark also gave England a run for their money, but that penalty wasn't supposed to be a penalty. Yeah, I know a whole lot
So you believe the tournament has been conditioned for England to win?
I wouldn't say so, because we still have the final to go. And that will be on Sunday. Anything
getting
can happen.
Getting this far?
Yeah.
They pointed out one key
six
factor.
Of their matches have been played at Wembley.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an excuse. I remember Spain play their matches in Seville, and you know they really didn't
all their group games.
Yeah, all their group games. So you look at it, I don't feel like. I mean, let's even look at the.
Yeah, but they played all their group games in Seville, but then from the round of 16 to the quarter final and the semi final.
Okay, there's also the talk that Wembley was not supposed to host any of the games simply because of Brexit. There was also that part. As regards the sentiments and the conspiracy theories.
I think at the end of the day, if England did not win, if England did not win their games, if they didn't top their table, if they didn't win their games, they won't be this far. The games will still be played at Wembley. So, you know, I think you can make arguments to say, you know, to say, you can make an argument, but then you can't say for a fact, because England, this thing had been drawn before the tournament started. Everyone knew England were going to play all their group stage games at Wembley. If anyone who made the next stage and the next stage in this group is going to play at Wembley. So I think it was, you know, while you can make the argument, you can't state it factually. And it's just one of those arguments. I think Spain did great until they met Italy. There were two teams. Italy started their momentum from the first game of the tournament, but Spain picked up momentum in that game against Slovakia. Unfortunately, Italy's momentum lasted them for this period. So I think it's going to be an incredible clash, regardless of the fact that it's going to be played at Wembley.
Okay, Anthony, I need you to tell me your team of the tournament.
Wow, my team of the tournament. Italy, of course. Italy.
Player of the tournament.
Player of the tournament. Raheem Sterling.
Manager of the tournament.
Manager of the tournament. I like that one. Kasper Hjulmand, the manager of Denmark. My manager of the tournament.
Flop of the tournament.
Flop of the tournament, Bruno Fernandes.
Really?
Yeah.
Worst team of the tournament. Do you have any? Do you have any? Worst team of the tournament?
Worst team of the tournament. Wow. North Macedonia.
Okay.
All right. Are you going to ask me now?
Yes, I'm coming to you.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Player of the tournament. I'm going to give it to. I'm turning between two Danish players.
Just pick one.
I'm going to give it to Simon Kjær.
Okay.
Player of the tournament for his immense role in helping save the life of Christian Eriksen.
No need for analysis. Just yes. go on.
I mean, if you allow me, I could analyze.
I know you.
So just keep asking me.
Okay. Team of the tournament.
Team of the tournament, Denmark.
Manager of the tournament.
Manager of the tournament. It has to be the Italian manager. So far, he's been incredible. Flop of the tournament in terms of player.
Yeah.
I think I would say it's hard. It's really hard to pick. I don't have anyone in mind.
Worst team?
Worst team of the tournament. Russia. I had a lot of hope on Russia to make it from that group, but unfortunately, they disappointed.
Elder, for you before we go to the phone lines.
Start from the top now. Ask me.
Okay, team of the tournament.
My team of the tournament has to be Austria.
Eh?
Austria, for the way they played. Austria really did well. I know a whole lot of people might not actually look at Austria.
Austria.
But that game against Italy, you know, taking Italy all the way, it was really, really big.
Player of the tournament?
Player of the tournament, for me, I'll go simply with... he's not a popular choice. I mean,
just
yes,
tell me now. Why are you trying to?
No, he's not a popular choice, but I'll go with the number 9 man of Ukraine, Yaremchuk. Roman Yaremchuk. That's my player of the tournament for me personally.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Manager of the tournament?
Manager of the tournament, very easy. The manager of Italy, Roberto Mancini.
What's wrong with everybody and Roberto Mancini?
No, but it's Mancini now, I mean.
Okay.
Sorry. My flop team of the tournament has to be Netherlands. They're disappointed.
Okay, flop team of the tournament. Worst team of the
After
tournament.
After finishing with 9 points.
Worst team of the tournament, yes. Turkey.
Turkey.
From Group A.
Flop of the tournament.
There? Flop. Bruno Fernandes.
So you and Tony, you guys went for Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, Bruno. Okay. I expected so much from him.
I can imagine. Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. Get on board and tell me your... Okay, let's try this.
Call the female line.
Yeah, 0146-571-90 for the ladies. Hi, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this is Friday calling from Johnny King.
Go ahead, Friday.
Yes, my player of the tournament goes to Pedri of Spain. The guy who was also very, very perfect in the tournament.
Okay.
Worst player of the tournament is Bruno.
Okay.
His highly expectation, he didn't perform to the way people expected him to perform.
Okay.
The manager of the tournament, I'll give it to Southgate because he set a record for England.
Team of the tournament?
The team of the tournament, I'll give it to Denmark. In fact, they only win everyone's heart.
Okay.
So which other one again?
Player of the tournament.
Player of the tournament, I said it earlier, I'll give it to Pedri.
Okay, then that's all. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more before we go in for another short break. Hi, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, there's a wine.
You're welcome.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening to you.
You're welcome.
Good evening. Good evening.
My name is Sylvester. I'm calling you for a Butemeta.
Hi, Sylvester.
Okay. My player of the tournament.
Yeah.
Goes to Giorgio Chiellini for now.
Which one is for now again? Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He organized that defense. Being at this age, 36. You know, still playing the very
just go ahead. Go ahead.
My team of the tournament.
Yeah.
Is Italy.
Italy.
Yes, Italy.
Okay, manager of the tournament.
Manager of the tournament goes to the Danish manager when he organized his team after the incident that happened. What happened to Eriksen?
Team of the tournament.
Come again.
Team of the tournament.
team of the tournament, I say Italy.
Okay, Italy. So your flop of the tournament?
Yeah, I have to tell you the flop of the tournament. She's the worst player of the tournament. Bruno Fernandes, I'm telling you.
Okay, Bruno Fernandes and... okay, Bruno Fernandes.
Yes.
All right. Fernandez. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I need you to tell me your predictions. Who do you think will be lifting the trophy come the end of come Sunday? I'll start with you, the Ezemo, before we head to the phone lines. 10 seconds, please.
Look. I'm not a 10 seconds man. I told
10
you.
10 seconds, because I need to go to the phone lines. Actually,
I've said this time and again. This is not the first time I'm saying. And when the gods showed me this, I knew it was them. England are bringing it home. It is coming home. Okay. It is coming home this time.
All right. For you, the elder.
I'll give it to England as well.
England to win?
Yeah. 3-1 in favor of England.
You even get scoreline, sir.
Yeah.
The girls will not give me scoreline. I don't want to be like this man.
0700-993-993-993. Three calls before we see... before we switch gears and talk about the Copa America. Let's try it. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
You're welcome.
Yes, James from Ejiko.
Okay, James, you're not calling from Isola today?
I'm living at Ejiko. If I call from Isola, I'm working there.
Okay, welcome, James.
Yes, so, the team of the tournament.
Yeah?
Denmark.
Okay.
Since the collapse of Harrison, nobody expected them to release even that penalty. It shouldn't have been a penalty because I watched the match.
Okay, player of the tournament? James?
The tournament is to be from Denmark. That tricky, superb.
Okay, flop then, of the tournament.
The goalkeeper of the tournament, the Danish goalkeeper.
Flop of the tournament.
The Macedonia, Pandev.
Okay.
Who?
Pandev.
Goran Pandev. Macedonia captain.
Okay, all right, thank you very much for calling. Hi, good evening.
Hello, good evening, Sarafina.
You're welcome, man.
Yeah, let me start with the worst player of the tournament before I forget.
Okay.
Kylian Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe?
Yeah, Kylian Mbappe. See, he has every chance to make sure France qualify for the next round. He did not have a single shot on target in that tournament. He's my worst player. Okay. Then the best player of the tournament is Benzema. After missing so many years for playing for France, Benzema scored almost 50% of the total goal that France scored in this tournament. Then my best manager of the tournament is the Italian coach, Mancini. Then, hello?
I'm with you.
Yes, yes. Then my best team of the tournament is going to be in the Italian national team.
What about your worst team?
My worst team, Ghana, Tokyo.
Hmm?
Talking of all the hype before coming to this tournament. Remember the World Cup qualifier, They defeated Netherlands, defeated another big team like that. We have so much hope for them. At the end, what did they give us? Nothing. So my worst team of the tournament is
Talking. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. One more before we head to WhatsApp. Hi, good evening, welcome.
Hello, Sarafina. Good evening.
You're welcome, man.
David calling from Colorado.
Okay, David.
Yeah, best team of the tournament. Italy, easily.
Okay.
Worst team for me, I will go for the French national team. The moment Kylian Mbappe starts saying, Giroud is saying something, I know they're going to be the worst team for me. Then the best player for me is Mikel Danzag. He was unbelievable. And then the flop, that was easy. Now Bruno, he did very good, glaring. Now Bruno, I wish again.
Best manager?
Mancini, of course.
Okay, what about your worst team of the tournament?
I said it already, France.
Okay, yeah, you said France. All right. Thank you very much for calling. To WhatsApp we go.
All right. This one says, player of the tournament, Jorginho. Coach of the tournament, Mancini. Team of the tournament, Denmark. Flop of the tournament, N'Golo Kante. Worst team of the tournament, Turkey. All right. You didn't tell us your name, though. This one says, talking about... the NFF president. We're currently talking about your team of the tournament, your player of the tournament, your coach of the tournament. This one says, England with all the clean sheets and performances is my team of the tournament. Player of the tournament, Sterling. Flop of the tournament, Kylian Mbappe, who didn't have a single shot on target. coach of the tournament, Gareth Southgate. Worst team of the tournament, Turkey. Idris from Ogudu. All right, thank you very much. Sun says, my team of the tournament, Cruz from Akute. Says, my team of the tournament is Denmark. My player of the tournament has got to be Luke Shaw. My manager of the tournament is Roberto Mancini, simply because of the way he brought in the second choice goalkeeper, just so he could have a feel of the tournament. My flop of the tournament, I've got to be Bruno. We all had high expectations. He says, my best goalkeeper has to be Jan Sommer. My worst team of the tournament is Turkey.
Two more.
Sun says, my team of the tournament is no other than England, considered only a goal to the final. Player of the tournament, Sterling. Worst team, Germany. That's coming from Chica. All right. Finally, well, this just gave two comments. Let's see this. Flop of the tournament, Kylian. Player of the tournament, Jorginho. Best team of the tournament, team. And you didn't say anything. Worst team of the tournament, France. Best coach, Southgate. Hassan Eniola from Ibeju.
All right, thank you very much. It is time for us to talk about the Copa America. All right, guys, Brazil will host Argentina, the iconic Maracana, for the 2021 Copa America final in what is one of the most anticipated matches in world football history. In the eyes of many, Messi's legendary status lies on his ability to deliver a trophy for his country. Now, let me quickly tell you a little bit about Lionel Messi. At the 2014 World Cup, they lost to Germany at extra time. 2015, they lost the Copa America final to Chile on penalties. In 2016, they lost the Copa America final again to Chile on penalties.
But again, if Lionel Messi was playing in this generation, do you think he would have been exposed through social media?
Yes, somebody would have helped us to expose him, because we have someone, social media footballer, would have used his influence and do it.
Maybe Maradona would have reached out.
Oh my, those, you are not serious. About Messi's final statistics, something is wrong with the elder this evening. I don't know what's wrong with this old man.
When the ASMO said, I've withdrawn my respect for those, it's that scholarship. I withdraw my scholarship respect.
So now, in 2016, after they lost the Copa America final to Chile on penalties, Messi was so fed up and he retired from international football. According to what he said, quoting him now, he said, I wanted it so bad, but it did not happen for me. He said in 2016, I think it's the best time for everyone, firstly for me and for a lot of people that wish this. The team has ended for me, a decision already made. And the highest office in Argentina had to step in, talking about the presidency. They stepped in trying to talk him out of retirement and the rest of it. And Messi returned. But he's had a disappointing campaign at the 2018 World Cup and 2019 Copa America, which means that he's yet to lift a trophy for his country. In 2019 Copa America, Argentina went out to Brazil in the semi-finals.
He has won one, the Olympics.
That's not that one, an eighth-grade tournament. That's eighth-grade tournament.
He has no. You said he has not won
senior. I'm talking about senior trophy. Level.
But then again, have you ever made any decision and then somebody talked you out of it?
Like, yeah, I remember one time. I think that's the catch for me.
You know, Messi retiring from football and then the presidency actually stepping in to convince him otherwise. I don't know. Have you ever
even talking about the president, his words, we are lucky. It is one of our life's pleasures. It is a gift from God to have the best player in the world in footballing country like ours. Messi is the greatest thing we have in Argentina. We must take care of him. That was what the president said. Is this the time Messi gets to cement his status?
It has got to be it, Sarafina. You know, he's desperate. That's the word. It's the height of desperation.
You saw the clip of Martinez and Messi's.
Yeah, I mean, the last time Argentina won the Copa, That's any trophy in terms of senior men's football was in 93.
Yeah, 93.
And was this same Copa. They're coming up against their lifelong rivals.
Eternal rivals.
Defending champions of this one. And it makes it delicately poised. But,
and they're also hosting.
Mm-hmm, and they're also hosting, like you said, it's going to be played in the Maracana. That's pretty much one of the greatest stadiums in the world.
Injuries.
And, well, but so far so good. Argentina have given a good account of themselves. I mean, Messi himself has scored 4 times already. They had to go into penalties, but sometimes you really need everyone to step up. And Emiliano Martinez, who would have thought
that guy just
you know
hey,
that
he
became a sudden you know hero. And I think it will be interesting to see how that final goes.
So you think it's Messi's final?
I think for the sake of for the sake of nature, effort. Patience is a more.
Yeah, just go on.
Yes, just for the sake of patience. I say patience.
For the sake of patience, yes. Edna, is it for the sake of patience for you?
For the sake of peace.
Tell us the story.
I actually want Messi to win for every reason whatsoever. I'm looking at the fact that, first off, you know,
what is wrong with this man?
You have to feel for him. Lionel Messi has come close. So many occasions he's come close.
He's paid his dues.
Yeah, I mean, 2014. I mean, I was there when I saw Mario Götze score that injury time goal at the World Cup in Brazil to deny Argentina. And then again, the Copa America titles he's missed out on. I just feel that if he loses out on this one, it's going to affect him psychologically.
But what will even happen if Messi loses out on
this? He might stop playing
again.
Football.
I just hope that it doesn't.
Because you look
because
at the way,
a lot of things.
Look at the way
it might affect his mental state
during that semi-final.
Yeah, the penalty shot.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen Messi
that like
pumped.
That. Yes.
You know, going to hug Emiliano Martinez, and you know, shouting at Yerimina, saying, "Who's dancing now?" You know, that kind of energy is something you don't find. But he's really looking to end the curse of not lifting a major trophy with Argentina. And I feel that if he doesn't do it on
it always
Saturday,
haunt him.
Tomorrow, against Brazil, it's because I heard Neymar earlier today, Neymar saying he has never won the Copa America. So
Neymar has not won it yet as well.
Yeah. So he wants to actually lead Brazil to winning that title. And I knew that something big is coming. Like the movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger acted where he was a sheriff in Somerton. He told the lady, "I've seen many wars, and trust me, I know what's coming. I really, really know what's coming."
Okay, guys. 0700-993-993-993. 0146-571-90 for the ladies. Is this Messi's last chance to win a senior trophy for Argentina? Let's go to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. Let's try this one. Hi, good evening and welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yeah, this is Abiodun on the line.
Okay, Abiodun.
I believe this is the last chance for Messi to lift a trophy for Argentina, and he's going to take it this time.
Okay, thank you, Abiodun, even though your line not clear enough, but let's try this. Hi, good evening, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's Femi from the Regulator.
Okay, Femi.
I'll give you guys in the studio.
Good evening to you.
We greet you too, my man.
Welcome.
So that's my one that I believe that you come go to Argentina.
Okay.
Because I want Messi to just carry the cup. I'm not a Messi fan too, but the guy has tried enough. He has tried. So because you were for maybe should carry the so that he can get more efficiency that on the football and on his career. You see?
Neymar,
I still get a patience for him.
Okay.
But Messi, I believe that Messi has
been carried. All right, thank you for calling. Yeah, thank you too. Hi, good evening, welcome.
Good evening.
What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Okay, Victor, calling us from where?
Okay, I'm calling from VI.
Okay.
In as much as I don't want Messi to take it because of Ronaldo. I don't want him to start having bragging rights with Ronaldo. But since he has worked so hard, I just pray God should give it to him. Neymar still have years to come. He will win something. But Messi should take it this time and let him just rest.
All right, thank
let him rest. They tell you.
All right, thank you. Before I go back to the phone lines, let me quickly let you know that Louis van Gaal is in talks with the Dutch FA about returning to coach the Dutch side for a third time, 7 years after he left the national team job following Brazil World Cup to take charge at Manchester United. And this is according to reports that the step to become the manager of the Dutch side just got closer after a meeting with the Dutch Football Association officials to discuss the job. This is according to local media out there in Netherlands. The report says the 69-year-old held talks at his home in Portugal yesterday with those in charge of hiring of new coach for the side. Since after Frank De Boer's resignation, De Boer resigned from after their 2020 Euro 2020 last 16 defeats to Czech Republic on the 27th of June, and now they are moving swiftly to find a replacement, with the team set to resume their World Cup qualification campaign in September.
Now I'm actually tired of hearing Louis van Gaal in the national team conversation for the Netherlands. If this was Nigeria, the talk would be, are there no young, you know, Dutch managers or young Nigerian managers or head coaches who are out there? So
I think such linking him to the national team job, for me, it's more like lack of ambition from the FA. That's how I see it. I think they don't have ambition, because I don't understand.
For all the good things we talk about Dutch football being, you know, creating the tiki-taka and helping, you know, groom young talents with a very unique style of play, I think it's going to be a shame seeing Louis van Gaal back to the national team, because, you know, you're thinking of the future. You're not going back to the past. Van Gaal has been in the national team conversation for, you know, over 20 years, you know. Having him coming back, I don't know. It shows the direction where they are going, and surely that's not a progressive direction.
All right, guys, we need to go in for a break. But before we do that, I think I can squeeze in three WhatsApp messages before going for that break.
All right, this one says, I don't see Messi winning it. And if he doesn't, he should retire, because he's the one giving giving Argentina bad luck.
No, don't say that. If you've been following Argentina football, if you've been following the national team performance for the last 6-7 years, you would know that Messi has given his all.
He says there are players that once they leave a team, the team wins a particular cup. Come on. So says, evening, guys. I really want Messi to lift the cup, though. He has not been the problem, but the likes of Aguero, Di Maria, who haven't lived up to expectation. Biola Collins from Ikorodu. So says, good evening. The way I'm praying and fasting just for Argentina to win this cup, I pray the GOAT can lay his hand on this cup this year. Copa is coming home. My GOAT should be winning it this year, on God. All right. So says, good evening. If Messi fails to win it this time around, probably he will not be opportune to win it again. Koko Yewede from Jakande. All right.
Okay, to the phone lines. 2-1 call before we go in for that important break. Hi, good evening.
Yeah, I greet everybody in the studio.
You're welcome.
We greet you too.
All right, my name is Chigozie from Akeke.
All right, Chigozie.
Yeah, everybody is wondering about the Messi. If you like, let it take him 14 years to win anything. That is the only cup of tea. But let a better team between Argentina and Brazil, let a better team win the trophy. After all, Nigeria never won World Cup for over many years.
I don't understand. That conversation was left from north to south.
From 0 to 100.
Honestly, I don't understand.
In 10 seconds.
I don't understand.
He just changed the narrative.
Saying Nigeria never win World Cup.
That's his perspective. Hello?
But where is the correlation?
It doesn't connect. When people have perspective that don't connect.
You don't.
It doesn't mean you don't respect the perspective. It just means the perspective.
But Tony, this is me looking at
why are we dwelling on it?
I don't know why this is Shalai.